Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, you Industrial Talk Podcast listeners, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. My name is Scott McKenzie, and you know what we're going to be doing right now? This particular podcast, we're starting a new series on the young industrial leaders, the ones that are going to be the future leaders within the industrial world. And that's what we're going to be talking about. Yeah, everybody calls them millennials. Nah, they're just young people with ways of solving problems that I think are really pretty exciting. We're going to kick it off with a young lady by the name of Hannah Nyken. And she's pretty passionate. She's very positive. It was a lot of fun. So let's get going. Yep. Podcast. Industrial Talk Podcast. This platform is dedicated to you, the industrial pro. Because you guys are changing the world. You guys are bold. You're brave. You know, you dare greatly. That's what this is all about. Thank you very much for joining. Yeah. So in my journey, I've had a lot of opportunity to speak to young people within industry, right? And they have a unique way of solving problems. And they have a unique way of looking at challenges. And quite honestly, it's exciting. And they get this industry 4.0 in a jet second. And they're able to adapt, they're nimble, and they, boy, do they make decisions fast. And so that begat this sort of thought process of saying, hey, let's create future industrial leadership's podcast series. And Hannah was so kind enough to be on the podcast. And all we did was just talk about, hey, how do you look at the world? What do you do? Hey, what if I was young and I wanted to climb that corporate ladder, what are you thinking? And then we're going to create that whole series because I think, just between you and me, there might be some misconception out there because I was young at one point. My dad thought that I was somewhat unique. And I think that that is just pretty much natural. And so I want to get that thought process out into the Industrial Talk Podcast platform so that you will sort of see how they think and be able to tap into that tremendous and vast knowledge that we are calling the future industrial leaders. So anyway, Hannah's got some mad skills. Go out to her industrial or her in LinkedIn account. She's with a company called Sims Inc. Pretty cool. And she's worn multiple hats at that company. And I like the way she sort of puts her little sort of, you know, shingle out there. She said, positivity is a habit. Share a little, get a little. That talks about her heart. So anyway, welcome, Hannah. You guys enjoy this particular podcast because I'm telling you, we're going to have a lot more. We're going to be highlighting a lot of young leaders. So thank you once again for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. Here's Hannah. All right. Welcome, Hannah Nyken with Sims Inc. Thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. And everybody out there that the last name is Nyken, that's N-A-Q-U-I-N. And of course, if you are looking at us on video, I am wearing my Louisiana LSU shirt. Let me just go over here. And she's an LSU grad, so that's what we got because you know what? We're in the national championship. That's right. And for you Clemson fans out there and clients that I work with, I'm looking forward to you paying up. There you go. How about that? A little trash talking for your podcast because I'm going to send this to everybody.
Wonderful. Can't wait.
Hey,
go Tigers.
A little background. Yeah, go Tigers, baby. Hey, give us a little background on where you come from and why you're such an incredible LSU fan plus professional in industry.
Absolutely. So I am an LSU fan, went to LSU, born and raised in Baton Rouge. So that's ingrained in me. I'm also a former LSU cheerleader. So it's really deeply ingrained in me. Absolutely. And I majored in business. So after that, I got a job as an intern during school at Sims. Sims is a Southern Environmental Management specialty. So we do environmental engineering, industrial services. You know, we're split into five categories. So we do a lot of different industrial work. Right. And currently, I am the marketing director for Sims. So I've been with Sims for, I think it's a total of 8 years now. Kind of a while. So yeah, I'm excited.
8 years, you started at age 10.
Well, no, I don't know about that. I wish.
You're welcome.
I wish.
Now, Your degree in LSU was in marketing or just strictly business, and you just sort of went into marketing?
So it wasn't in business, but I did specialize in marketing. So all of my classes kind of tied into that. And I do have a minor in communication as well. So now, I kind of focused on that marketing side.
Communications is key, man. Especially now with all of the platforms, that is a science. Communication is a science, and it's always been a but it's really unique nowadays. Now, when you joined, and I have to go down this road just because being an old guy like myself, and you're not as old as I am by a long shot. Sims approached you and said, "Hey, we want to." What was the premise behind them hiring you? What was their vision?
So, whenever I started off as an intern, I think, you know, that was kind of, I found the job in college, and I think I just started doing a little bit of accounting work, a little bit of kind of everything here and there. Yep. Actually, I always say I was just happy to do whatever they needed me to do. Right. I was getting paid a little bit and getting some school credits. I was happy.
Right.
But after that, I do think they realized how I can work with people. So what I did was, there was a woman that was in human resources and she was ready to retire at the time. So they hired me as kind of the interim human resources person.
Right, right.
I think because of that communication, because I communicated pretty well with everyone in the office. I'm that person who kind of goes up and down the office, tells everyone good morning. Apparently that, you know, is unique. So I think they wanted something a little bit different for their human resources person. So I filled in that position. And after that, it didn't really follow my interests, human resources in general.
Right.
That's not where my interests
fall. That's a unique niche, baby.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not for me. So after that, the director of marketing position opened, and we really saw the need to build up our marketing side of the business. We revamped our website, and we really worked on studying and analyzing who our target market is. So that was kind of the vision, I guess, for them bringing me in as somebody younger with a fresh vision.
So you listeners out there, this is what how Hannah and I connected. I have a just sort of an automated post that goes out there. Hey, you want to be on the podcast? Just get in contact. You want to be on? And it just goes out there. It's automated. It's a robot. That's how she contacted me. She actually contacted me and said, "Scott, I would be interested in talking to you a little bit about getting on the podcast." Now, what makes that so fantastic, you listeners out there, she took action. I run that post all the time. And I get people to bite on it, but she actually took interest and actually took action, which was very interesting from my perspective. And I, of course, and then what happened as a result of the connection, we started to talk a lot about the youth, the young energy coming into the industrial space, because it's filled with a bunch of old guys like me. And what's interesting about this youthful movement within industry, it's changing how we solve problems. It is a fascinating subject matter, specifically for Industrial Talk. And that's why we're going to be talking to Hannah and others within the millennial, and I hate the word millennial. We already had that conversation, right, Hannah? I hate millennial.
Correct.
Young people with that are looking for a professional career in industry. And I'm telling you right now, it is a fresh look at how we're changing lives, and the younger people coming up are doing that. So this is going to be your pen and paper time, you listeners out there. And then we're going to talk a little bit about some actionable items, start to fill in that blank. We might have some other subsequent podcasts coming up with Hannah because, well, she's quite the professional. How's that? Anyway, let's talk a little bit about the young individuals, the millennials in the industry. Let's talk a little bit about your action items. Give us number one.
Okay. So my action items are pretty straightforward. Number one, I want to start talking to others in the organization and figure out what they want, their needs and the desires are. So what I would like to call everyone to do is start that conversation with anyone in your company. Don't be
afraid to go talk. What is that conversation? What's the parameter of that conversation?
I think it's your goals, where you want to be, your vision for the future. I think most younger people, specifically, but almost everyone really, is afraid to try things. They're afraid of failure. They're afraid to tell people their goals because they're afraid to fail, or they're afraid to hear that negative feedback of why. Why do you want to do that? And actually, that's a question that don't allow people to ask why. Whenever you're telling them your goals, it shouldn't matter why. They're your goals.
Interesting.
They can ask how, but why? And actually, part of that, I've had a lot of discussions with someone else, a professional like career coach, yeah. And he suggested that as well. Don't let them ask why. They're your goals.
That's interesting because our natural proclivity is to ask why. What's the reason behind that? But I think that's an old way of thinking, because just me growing up, you would never, and I mean, your resume would say, I've been at this company for X amount of years, and then I had an opportunity here, but that X amount, you could not just sit there and go, okay, I'm going here, because your goal or your desires for the future is, I want a sustainable business, I want to be in this company forever, and then I like that. And don't, I mean, they're your goals, and don't be frightened of asking, because if you're frightened of asking, you're not going to, I mean, that's important. I like that a lot. Number one.
Correct.
That's number one. But organizations, you're talking about cross organizations, right? I mean, you could be, sales and marketing, here's customer service, here's engineering.
Oh, absolutely.
And just make that a part of
Yeah. Absolutely. I would encourage to talk to anyone in your organization. I can tell you that I learned stuff from, the president and principal of our company, to project managers, to people in human resources, accounting, some people in the field. Everyone in our organization knows me, and they know how I am, and they know that I'm going to talk to them. And
I love it.
I'm not afraid of that.
Hey, kudos to Sims for being able to have that open door policy too. I like that.
Oh, it's great.
Good culture.
It's great here.
Mm-hmm. Good culture. All right, let's talk a little bit about number two. Number two, actionable. So what we have on number one, communicate, figure out your goals, and talk to people who are in the business and figure that out, have that conversation. Number two.
Right. And number two is just to categorize and address all of that. So once you share your goals, people that you're sharing your goals with, hopefully can help you get to a next level or help you in some way achieve a step of your goal. Because you're talking to them about it. You're trying to round out those goals. So that would kind of be step number two, is talk to them. Figure out the steps that you need to take. Categorize and address the goals.
Let me just back up just a tad bit. And let's say I'm a pup. I'm a young individual. I have aspirations to be in industry. Do you find that people just fall in? Or is there a way of being able to say, hey, I'm really interested in marketing, sales, and then... I mean, sort of, so you have, I mean, how you categorize. I mean, some people just naturally gravitate to engineering.
Absolutely. Well, I'll be very transparent, is that I am constantly finding out where I fall. And the things that I like and what I'm good at. And because I absolutely love marketing, and I also find myself falling into the organizational structure. I love that as well. So I think that's where my background and my,
but I think it's the fact that you're engaged. You just don't plateau and sit there and that's it. You're constantly engaged and looking at things, and we work in a market that's changing rapidly all the time.
Oh, absolutely. I think you have to be, you're right, engaged and hungry for more information in the fields that you're interested in, even if it's not your job. Let's say it's not your job, because somebody might tell you that. Just sit back. It's not your job. Wow. But that's the kind of naysayers, that it's okay. You don't have to do their job, but you can figure out how they're doing their job. And it's only going to help you learn and gravitate towards what your interests and abilities are.
And what fascinates me about today, and even yesterday, but today too, is that you have information available. You don't have to really dig deep to find the information that is helpful to you and your decision-making process. It's out there. All I have to do is just, there it is. And it's free. And if you don't like what it's saying, you go to the next one. You can sit there and shuffle through it until you find, yeah, that one speaks to me.
Exactly. Because guess what? People are writing those. Or whatever you're reading, someone's written it. So just like when you're talking to someone, you can almost sift through those people and find the people who are going to back you and support you and what you want to do, or the ones that align with your, you know, goals.
I love it. I really do. I like it. Okay, number three. So what we have is categorize, get out there. And what I did here, sort of like I'm pulling out a little chunk of gold here, is there's no reason why you cannot research and educate yourself to even know. You got to constantly be hungry and really push that and keep going. It's available.
Oh,
it's in your lap. You got, okay, number three. Let's talk a little bit about number three.
Okay, and this is just encouraging the communication between all levels of your organization, which we hit on a little bit already.
Yeah.
But after you go and you talk to whoever that person is, that's your go-to comfort zone person, you know, you'll find them and you'll know who they are. After that, don't be afraid to go to more people, because the more you can know about your organization and the people in it and the things that they're doing, the more valuable you're going to be to your organization now and potentially the organizations later.
See, I like how you're at all level. Now, I'm going to push a little bit on it. You're very fortunate to be at Sims where that is encouraged, or there's no resistance to that type of desire to go up and down that the food chain or the structure. But in some corporations, that is sort of unfortunately frowned upon.
Correct.
But you still have to be bold and be brave, and you got to do it. And then if something gets in your way, pivot, find another avenue, but don't stop.
Right. And another phrase that I heard is measured boldness. And I think that phrase really has stuck with me for a long time now. You have to be bold, but be bold on a scale, because you are going to have those companies who are pretty resistant. So if I left Sims today and went to another company, I would need to measure down my boldness. I would need to know I cannot do these exact same things.
Well, Hannah, I don't like that. And the reason I don't like it is because I believe that young people bring a sense of energy and urgencies within the organization and make you a better organization. Now, if people have a resistance to it, I look at that from a pride perspective. And that's not good either as well, because they're not willing to listen, learn, grow, and relate. And be able to. So I hear you, but I'm gonna challenge everybody to. Because
challenge.
Old guys like me are gonna be retired, and you guys are gonna be running the company, and you guys are gonna have to sort of carry that flag to be successful.
Absolutely. I just
I like that.
I definitely think you read your people. Like, you know, maybe I think that some people do need to be taken a little bit slower. Even within my organization, I practice the measured boldness, because I know who's able to take me and who's can't take me.
Don't talk to my wife, because that is not a very good quality that I have. I tend to be a blowtorch, unfortunately.
Oh.
I have great examples of when that didn't work real well. But so I like measured boldness.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I never really listen. All right. So that's number three. And then let's go to number four. Let's talk a little bit about that, because that's a big one, because you don't want to get pounded down. Talk to us a little bit about four.
Okay. So address negativity of any kind head on. This is going to be so hard, especially for people who are introverts and don't like confrontation, which, you know, is not particularly me. Not that I like confrontation, but I'm also not afraid to, if I hear someone talking negatively or get word that they've said anything negative, and I can bring an example. One example is that we did some type of meeting, and we heard some people saying, oh, this is going to be, you know, a negative meeting, a people shaming.
Right.
I picked up the phone right there and said, hey, did you say this? And let me talk you through why that is definitely not the intent. And just explain to them that things are done with good intent here. And this is our company culture. And maybe not everyone's like that, but you have to give people the benefit of the doubt that they're doing things with good intention. Yeah. So don't be afraid to call them out. Ask them on, because they might say, oh, you know, I didn't mean it like that. Or you might find out that you have a little.
See, I always look at it this way, you know, that it's not going to kill you. All right. And it's just not going to kill you. So you can at least proceed forward. But the reality is that we humans tend to blow things out of proportion when it's not really necessary. And some of the negative stuff is just, just wasted energy. And I like the fact that, that once again, we're talking about measured boldness. You're going to have to approach that. And that's all a part about growing up, but it really is important to the culture of the organization and very important for retaining top-notch professionals. If I feel like I'm stifled, even today, if I feel like I'm stifled, I don't know. It's like, I'm out of here. I'm not going to talk about this. This is just ridiculous. So right. I like what you're talking about.
Definitely that approach head on is so important. And most of the time you'll find that people are willing to listen, and at least it gets it off your chest and they're able to tell you how they feel. So that kind of nips it in the bud right there to where they can't spread that.
But that's what you bring, and that's what's so important. And I think that in general, older people, me, we just accepted, as well as we never really communicated up and down and at all the levels. We never really shared our goals. That's the difference between you, younger professionals, younger industrial individuals, and older guys like me who just sort of get a good job, don't make waves, and then you just sort of slowly progress. Okay, correct. So the last one, number five, I like this one. Talk to us a little bit about number five.
So if you're implementing something at your company, anything, or trying to cause some kind of culture change or of any sort, the people on top must buy in. And you have to believe in whatever you're trying to do wholeheartedly. So
even if wishy-washy about the whole thing.
No. Even if you say, if I'm trying to make a change at my organization of any type, and I say that I'm going to do it, and I bring it to upper, management or whatever, and they say, sure, but next thing you know, they're not following through, it's going to die. It's going to die. They have to know the purpose behind whatever you're trying to do, and they have to believe in it, agree with it, do the steps that's necessary to make it happen. They have to believe in it.
Yeah, but see, this is the challenge that you got, because you're entering into an organization, you're just, quite frankly, you're a ditch digger right now. And then you have middle individuals, and then you have people that you got the structure. That whole middle section, you have to implement, you have to influence them too as well, to get them to buy in, to sort of be that evangelist to be able to communicate.
Absolutely. But that's where I also feel like it's so important to talk to the people in your organization. I mean, and of course, like you have said, I'm fortunate to be able to have this type of culture that we have, because I am up and down the halls every day saying hello, and people know that what I'm trying to do is to better the company in any way. They know that about me. But I think if you can talk to them, tell them your goals, and then you bring it to management and they get that belief in it. Next thing you know, you've already created kind of this buzz around it, and now your management believes in it. It's going to trickle down.
This is so fascinating to me, and I love youth within industry, because I firmly believe that industry as a whole, and I've been involved in at multiple levels, that it changes lives, it changes communities, it changes the world, and you listeners out, owners of businesses, big companies, whatever, you need to have this youthful energy in your organization, and you need to be able to embrace it. You can't push it off, because it's coming down. It's happening now, and it makes you a better company. It makes you a better person too, as a whole. All right. That's
correct.
We got to wrap it up, man. That's it, man. We're all done.
Already?
Yes. Already. How about them apples, man? That is fast.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. Great, so great. Are you active out there on LinkedIn? What is your best way of getting connected?
Yeah, absolutely. You can, check my LinkedIn, send me a LinkedIn message. I would be happy to hear from anyone and kind of walk you through just some things that we've done at our organization. Number two, of course, I'm on, Facebook, and so is our company. And then Instagram. I have an Instagram as well. So I'm pretty active on social media.
See, there you go. There's no excuse why you can't get a hold of Hannah. Now, real quick, I want to make sure that before we depart, this is important. Go LSU Tigers. You Clemson clients of mine, we're going to beat you. We're just going to beat you. Just get used to it. I'm looking forward to my,
go Tigers,
my special shirt and my hat that you're going to have to sort of pony up, because I'm going to wear it, and I'm going to wear it on the old Industrial Talk podcast. All right. This is one thing I want to make sure that you understand. Again, before we depart, you need to really begin to embrace this youthful energy coming into your organization. Do not frustrate them, because this is what's going to happen. If you frustrate them, they're going to leave, and then you're going to be an old company, and then that old company is going to be a dead company, and you don't want to be a dead company because you're changing the world. So embrace the youth that's coming in, because it's going to transform your company to be a better company. So how about that? That's a little parting shot.
We're excited. Oh, and one more little tidbit, if I can add. Yeah. Well, after talking to tons of millennials, one thing, we've already talked about the word millennials and how derogatory it is. I want to say, after talking to tons of millennials, almost every single millennial has heard that they are not the average millennial. So I think that's an important little thing to hear, that almost all of them aren't the average millennial. Well, then who is your average millennial? There's something to be valued between every single millennial. So they're just young people. They're just
that's
young
it.
People.
And that's, we had a conversation, because when I was young, I was unique. And I had that conversation with my dad, and he communicated how unique I was in a very special and loving way. and it is just, I think it's just, it is what it is. But but one of the things that I'm always fascinated by from the youth today is your ability to be able to process and evaluate information, come to a conclusion, and effect change quicker. My generation, we've got to evaluate, we got to do this, and we got to go this, and we got to do this. And now those days are gone. They're gone. Boom. Oh, speed, baby.
Absolutely. It's all about speed. And if you do look at my LinkedIn, I think my little tagline is like, share positivity, share a little, get a little. That's the biggest thing that you can do in the workplace, is be positive. A positive force. Nobody wants to hear negativity.
That's right. I agree with you. I'm not going to listen to anything negative. That is Hannah Nakan.
That's,
and she's
it?
With Sam's, and her last name is Naqun. You need to reach out to her, connect with her. SEMS, her little, if you're watching it out on the video, it's Southern Environmental Management Specialties right there. There's the big old logo right there. Ta-da! Well, thank you very much, Heather, for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. You listeners out there, stay tuned. We're going to wrap it up on the other side, because you know everything's going to be out there on Industrial Talk on her .com podcast. So thank you very much, Hannah. Talk to you later, my friend.
Thank you, Scott. Talk to you later.
Toodles.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right, you Industrial Talk listeners out there, thank you very much for joining the Industrial Talk Podcast. So what did I tell you, man? She's got a lot of spunk, energy. I love it, man. I love just seeing how they, you know, young people view industry. Because we can be pretty stodgy and old. And then, you know, we got to bring them in. We got to bring them into the fold. And we got to just recognize that they're going to change the way we do business. And it's an exciting time. I'm telling you right now. And all right. You know, I'm doing a series on why you need a podcast. It doesn't have to be me. It'll be you. And it is out there. And I'm going to continue to hammer you, because you need this as a part of your marketing, sales, branding, portfolio and strategy going into 2020 and on into the future. So don't miss out on that. A lot of good stuff, little nuggets here and there. You get to learn from me, who's, you know, I've made some mistakes here and there, but, you know, but you can do it. Come on. And as well as go to the Industrial Academy, because we're all about constantly learning, especially in this world. This time in our lives, things are happening fast, so you have to keep up with the education there. And that is at the Industrial Academy. Go out to industrialtalk.com and find out more. I mean, you got to do it. Hannah Nakan, go out to her LinkedIn stat card. Reach out. I'm sure she would like to talk to you. Thank you very much. Be bold. Be brave. Dare greatly. Change the world. Thank you very much again for joining the Industrial Talk podcast. We will be right back with another interview.